Derek made a sad little grimace, as if he was making a difficult admission to himself for the first time. His friend Jake had let him down. He went on in a less disgusted, more mournful tone. Once, this was like last fall, I guess, Jake found this dog. Just like a little mutt. He was lost, I guess, but he wasn't a stray because he had a collar on. Jake had him on like a string, you know, instead of a leash. Jacob never had a dog, I said. Derek nodded at me with that same sad expression, as if it was his duty to explain this to Jacob's poor, clueless father. He seemed to know, finally, how oblivious parents can be, and it disappointed him. I saw him later, and I asked him about the dog, and Jake was like, I had to bury it. So I was like, you mean it died? And he wouldn't really answer. He was just like, dude, I had to bury it. I didn't see Jake for a while after that, because I sort of knew, you know? Like, I knew it was bad. And there were these posters, like the family that owned the dog, they put up these posters all over the place, like stapled on phone poles and trees, you know? Like with pictures of this dog. And I never said anything about it, and finally the family stopped putting up the posters, and I just kind of tried to forget about it. A moment passed in silence. When I was sure he had nothing more to add, I said, Derek, if you knew all this, how could you and Jacob still be friends? We're not friends like we used to be, like when we were kids. We're just kind of old friends, you know? It's different. Old friends, but still friends? I don't know. Sometimes I think it's like he was never my real friend, you know? He was just kind of this kid I knew from school. I don't think he ever, like, cared about me. Not that he didn't like me or anything. He just didn't care either way most of the time. And the rest of the time? Derek shrugged. His answer was a bit of a non sequitur, but I'll put it down here just as he said it. I always figured he'd get into trouble someday. I just figured it would be when we were grown up. We sat there a while, Derek and I, not saying anything. We both understood, I think, that there was no going back, no unsaying the things he had just said.